What's the sense of girl to do? Whew, I can't believe he's gone, man. D'Angelo and the Vanguard from Black Messiah, that's Sugar Daddy, released back in 2014. It took him like almost, over a decade to release that record. It came after the Voodoo album, and both are extraordinary. Before that, Sound and Color by another extraordinary artist and group, Alabama Shakes, and they won the Grammy for that one. Now I'd like to play something from one of my great friends who doesn't live too far from me, actually. We've written a bunch of songs together, like the song Gone on my album Avalanche. And in fact, he wrote 100 Proof, which I covered on Beyond the Reservoir. He's got a brand new song. It's really great. They recorded a lot of these gang vocals at Hugh's Room. I wish I could have been there, but I was on the road. And that's just how it goes. But here is the wonderful Tyler Ellis with Union Song. This is an exclusive on the jukebox. I hope you enjoy it.
Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Walked out of the factory, walked out in solidarity. The government and the company are in cahoots. Here come them boys gonna give us the boots. Living wage for a life of working, helping hand if you get hurt. Shoulder to shoulder we'll stand strong, bring them down with the union song. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Sisters and my sisters got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my brothers and my brothers got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. Got my sisters and my sisters got me. There is no other, there's just us. LGBTQ++, every shade and every hue. You got me, I got you.
There is no other, there's just us. LGBTQ++, every shade and every hue. You got me and I got you.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I wore my 41st on
don't think it gets any better than that. That song is a major obsession of mine. That's Howling Wolf from Moaning in the Moonlight and the song 44, released in 1954. He's from Mississippi and had a huge influence on so much music that we hear today. Obviously, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. There's a cool cover that Little Feat does of 44 on their first album. My name's Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. I'm going to play one of my favorite artists, Chaka Khan, with Hello, Happiness. It's kind of brand new music for Chaka, but it came out in 2019, just before the pandemic. She's from Chicago, Illinois, and certainly, you know, Rufus and all that stuff. Very funky artist, performed with Prince and whatnot. And this song is amazing. Hello, Happiness is coming up on The Jukebox. Also, Shub just released brand new music, and it features Juno Award-winning Sebastian Gaskin. Actually, both of them have won a Juno for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. The song is called I Know, and that's coming up. Love Somebody by Morgan Whalen is on the show as well, and one of my favorite new artists. He was at the Canadian Folk Music Awards, performed the night one at the Weston Harbor Castle Hotel there, where they did the first bunch of awards. It's Wyatt C. Lewis. He was up for Brand New Artist and Indigenous Songwriter of the Year. Here he is on the jukebox with In Emerald.
Way high on, up in the mountains we made. Postcard of America came a long way. Where I grew up doesn't change. Late at night, we drove for miles thinking, when can we touch the coast and cross the border? Run into the sun now, we go together. To feel the sand when you grab my hand, show you the way back to the place where we left a piece of our heart. I know that we'll be there again. Guitar shop there, tried a cup of their best kind, but it was a damn cliche. Didn't have the money anyway. But I'm not attached. Yeah, today's like that. Show you the way back. Where we dance the night away. I know that we'll be there again. Again. All dressed up for tonight. Once again. Nothing's gonna break a moonlight. And against all odds, I have no doubt inside. My chest. More to explore. Come back another day, maybe. Perform a song for my lady. I love you soon. And we'll see this through in any given light. Where we're meant to be now. Yeah, you know the way back to the place where we danced the night away. And know that we'll be there again, just
mistakes. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
music is yours, and this beat is mine.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. May is the prime month across much of North America to celebrate the return of migratory birds from the tropics. Orioles, tanagers, buntings, cuckoos, and many more wing northward. But of all those coming back, it's the warblers that many eagerly await, like the ovenbird, whose song we're hearing now. The warblers stand out as our most fabulous array of avian jewels. Like true gems, most are miniatures, around 5 inches long. And of the more than 50 species that brighten our spring, many gleam like precious stones. These birds dazzle us, from the glinting ornaments of the golden-winged warbler to the sky blue of the cerulean warbler. Nesting from southern wetlands to Arctic willows, species of warblers fill many niches, from fly-catching from the tallest trees to dwelling on the ground. And some of the warblers' names are unforgettable. The painted redstart, the prothonotary warbler, perhaps the brightest gem of all, and the worm-eating warbler. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
It's back to school season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate or to request refurbished equipment, you can learn more at reusetechbc.ca.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Julian Taylor's